This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live. You may join us here on the radio waves. Of course, we bring things in that you might want to discuss, but you can also bring up anything that happens to be on your mind with you. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Danica.
And Cantwell.
All right. And of course, we've got lots, like I said, a lot on the table here tonight. Cantwell is flirting with the idea of getting behind Donald Trump. I do want to hear more about that because this guy seems like bad news. We'll get into that here. Plus, you know, I mentioned the other night the story about Uber and being deregulated in one place for once, because normally it's, you know, all the news is about Uber being cracked down upon. Well, there's one place where they might actually be letting them do business and further even deregulating the taxi companies. Also, a church versus a strip club. I believe it is a story that we've talked about briefly in the past. Now there's an update on that. So lots on the table here tonight. You can join us toll-free as well at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. But, of course, it's 9/11, and normally that really wouldn't mean anything except for there was this whole bombing thing that happened back in 2001. Honestly, I didn't even realize it. I was going down my Facebook page today, and I thought, gosh, there sure are a lot of posts about 9/11 today. It seemed like an unusual number of them, and then I finally realized what day it was because, you know, to me it's just another day. But, you know, I imagine the two of you might have some feelings about it.
Yeah, I wrote today just that I still don't know what happened on 9/11, right? I mean, we've sort of got this thing where, you know, it's trending on Twitter, never forget, hashtag never forget, and it's all these really patriotic people.
And then just today, there were the 9/11 truthers out on the Central Square.
Were there?
So, yeah.
Oh, I should have gone to that. I didn't know.
to just troll them?
No, I would have gone and talked to them, because the truth of the matter is I don't believe for a second that, like, the story that we're fed about this. I mean, truth is the first casualty of all wars, if you think that this one was any exception.
Right.
I mean, I don't believe for one second what we were told. The problem that I have with it, and I went into a little more detail in the article at the top of ChristopherCantwell.com, is that, like, I started to question 9/11, and I watched Loose Change and the Obama deception and all these different, like, conspiracy movies, which led me down this crazy rabbit hole scaring the heck out of myself for hours into the wee hours of the morning. And eventually I realized these people had no more clue what happened than I did.
Was this before you became a libertarian?
This was as it was happening.
Okay.
So this is one of my first introductions. Like, I'm starting to, you know, in 2009, I get arrested for a victimless crime, mm-hmm. and I study the Constitution, and I say, this government doesn't look at all aligned with the Constitution. And then in the course of that, I meet a 9/11 truther at a Campaign for Liberty meeting, mm-hmm. who introduces me to Alex Jones, which sent me down that rabbit hole, and I spent months and months and months just scaring the life out of myself, you know. And then I realize these people have no more an idea what happened than I do. I mean, they contradict their own stories. They don't actually know what happened. They're just putting out theories, and nobody knows.
Yeah, I'm with you, Chris. I mean, I certainly don't believe the government story. That much I'm certain of. Like, whatever it was that happened probably wasn't what the government said happened. But what actually happened, who knows? There are so many different theories, and you could really spend the rest of your life trying to figure out what the truth is and probably never really actually get to it with all this stuff out there. You mentioned the Loose Change. That's one of the documentary films about the 9/11 conspiracy stuff. Did you know there was a Loose Change guide that you can go online, and they basically debunk all of the claims made in Loose
Change? Did you know that there was a guide to the debunking of Loose Change?
There is.
This is the thing. It goes back and forth.
Yeah.
It never stops.
Guys.
And that's why I call it the rabbit hole, that it'll just go down. As far as you want to take it, you can go. There's no limit to the amount of time that you can spend researching a subject like this, and they just refute each other back and forth, right? And what eventually happens is the conspiracy theorists will get the last word, because after a while, serious people are just like, I can't do this anymore, right?
It's been almost 15 years. Time to move on, right? Yeah, you can only argue with these people for so long.
Well, I'm not entirely ready to move on. I mean, the war is still ongoing, right? Like, this did not...
I mean, move on from 9/11. My God, it's over.
I mean, if somebody came out with some new information and pulled the rug out from the global war on terror, I'd be really happy to see that happen. So
sure, but the conspiracy guys have been saying that for, a decade, that they've got some new, unseen, radical, shocking information
about
9/11.
Right, and whichever way it actually happened, whether it was, a truth or story or whatever... Ultimately, it's one of the biggest tragedies to ever happen. It was awful.
It's certainly tragic, but there's no doubt that the government has gotten more powerful as a result of it.
Oh, I agree. What happened following that has just been absolutely disastrous.
Which, of course, is part of the sort of the truther pitch is that, it's part of the plot. They were all plot. It was a long-running plot to institute more tyranny in the United States. They had the Patriot Act pre-written. It was ready to go. I mean, a lot of it does sound very, very persuasive, right? But I agree with you, Chris. There is a very dangerous rabbit hole, and not only does it go as deep as you want it to go for 9/11, but then there's all these tangents that you can follow and go off into really, totally crazy conspiracy land.
Yeah, when I went to, in 2013, I went to the 9/11 Truth Rally in New York City. Now, I'm from New York, so you can imagine, there's a lot of 9/11 skepticism there.
Yeah.
But you go there, and it's literally half of them are liberals, right? Like, I'm going there, and it's like, what's her name? Cynthia McKinney, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And, these people are like, hey, the government, crashed planes into buildings and murdered 3,000 of their own citizens in order to predicate World War III, and that's why we really need to raise taxes. And I'm like, what am I looking at? Like, this is the most ridiculous thing I could possibly imagine. I'm hanging out with a bunch of leftists who want to grow the powers of the government in order to stop it from murdering people.
Oh,
and it was like the craziest thing in the world. And I'm like, what is going on here? This is a part of the scheme, right? Now I'm going down another rabbit hole of like, it's completely nonsensical. But at the same time, like, I really wish there were like a group of people who were like, let's do this factually and evidentiary. And there just isn't. There just isn't. There are people who want to justify the government story, and there are people who want to hijack the conspiracy thing for whatever lunatic avenue they want to take it in. And that's all that I can find. And it drives me absolutely nuts.
Yeah, and that's part of, to me, the danger of the conspiracy theory movement. There are people who will say that, if it weren't for Alex Jones or the 9/11 truth or, you fill in the conspiracy, that I wouldn't have found liberty. And I don't doubt those people. I mean, there's no doubt that some people come in through that doorway, that path.
It certainly helped to radicalize me.
But, on the other hand, just because somebody is a conspiracy theorist doesn't mean, as you've discovered, that they're a libertarian, right?
No, it certainly doesn't.
Many of them are not. In fact, I suspect libertarians are just a small percentage, just like they are the regular population. The conspiracy theorists are just people who want to believe something besides the official story. That's all they really have in common. Some of them might be leftists like you described. Others might just want to put some sort of theocrat in there, some religious person.
Oh, there's plenty of that.
Right? So, you've got the whole range within the conspiracy theory movement. So just because somebody's out there promoting a conspiracy theory, it doesn't mean they have any understanding of the ideas of liberty whatsoever, which is why I don't think conspiracy should be what people pitch to try to recruit folks into the liberty movement. Because there are those people who will say, I came into this movement because of the conspiracy theory, so they probably think it's sensible to pitch the conspiracy stuff to people. One, it's, in my opinion, unnecessary to do that because you can prove that the state is evil without having to speculate. You can show example after example of the state agents, destroying people's rights, literally taking people's lives, killing dogs. There's just so many different concrete, verifiable, we've got the video footage kind of proof that the state is an evil concept. You don't have to go off into the world of speculation. Number one. And then number two, if you do go into that world of speculation, then you open up this rabbit hole that you talked about where there's all kinds of crazy lunatics who don't actually understand the ideas of liberty. They just like to see, a story that's different from the official one. So I think it's incredibly dangerous to lead with any kind of conspiracy stuff when you're introducing people to the ideas of liberty.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you on leading with it. I mean, I would like to Last year when I was across the street, for example, on 9/11, I had my little conspiracy movie marathon, and we had some fun with that, right? And I would like, I wouldn't mind going out and like trying to get, you know, conspiracy type DVDs into the hands of people. Because if people are like, hey, I sort of like would prefer taxes be lower and to have gay marriage, and then I'm like, here, they murdered 3,000 of their own citizens, they might say, I don't want anything to do with it ever again.
Maybe, if they believe it, right? But then you have to pitch them on this, what sounds like pretty shocking idea. What about handing them a disc of Derek J's victimless crime spree? I mean, there's no speculation necessary there for somebody to see the tyranny of the state. Of course, that's not a panacea either. 855 450 free.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-9859. The revolutionary O2Pure design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Whether you are frustrated with all of the nationalist flag waving surrounding 9/11 or the conspiracy theory or whatever it is you want to discuss, you're welcome to join us here. And you can also do it via Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, a church versus a strip club and a lawsuit is involved. We'll tell you about that. Also, we'll get to your calls and thoughts, and I want to let you know about freedomsphoenix.com. That's where they're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies every day. You get the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com, get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We go to Jack, listening in Chicago, to tune in. Hello, Jack. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Cantwell.
Hey, it's actually Zach. But
oh, sorry about that, Zach.
That's all good. So this is a question that I'm sure you've been asked before, but I just haven't heard it. I was kind of arguing with my dad the other night about, you know, libertarianism and kind of, you know, as always, trying to bring him away to my way of thinking. And one of his points that I actually wasn't able to counter was, how do you kind of prevent corruption? Like, say, you know, New Hampshire secedes, the Free State Project wins, or, you know, whatever you want to call that, and it comes under libertarian control. How, like, as New Hampshire grows, you know, you assume that other states want to join and kind of create some collective with, you know, a libertarian society to have some kind of loose form of national government, just protecting, you know, the minimum role of government, protecting someone's rights. How do you prevent that from expanding into what the United States is now, to where it has all this, like, rampant corruption? How do you stop that?
By not having even a minimal government. Government, minarchy plus time equals tyranny. There's no two ways about it. And I don't care. I'll tell you what, even amongst anarchist activists, I find corruption, okay? Foundationally, libertarians are going to be no better in control of a state than anybody else. So the answer to it is to not grant the authority to begin with.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there's the whole problem of the state already existing and actually somehow getting from here to there, even to getting to some kind of a small government or a no government situation. Some would say that would require having to get elected and then change the state from the inside. Obviously, I'd love it for enough people to just say, the hell with the state, I'm going to ignore it. Because if enough people were to ignore the state, then there would be very, very little that they could do about that, right? Like, so if you have enough people, you can do almost anything when it comes to dealing with the state, whether it's, you know, violent overthrow, which I don't recommend, or it's just everybody ignoring their tax bills, what are they going to do then? Or even not everybody, but 5%, 10%, you know, if they ignore the property tax bill, they can't steal those homes from all those families. It's just not something they would be able to get away with. So numbers, I think, make a difference. And maybe when we get to that point, we'll all just be able to wake up one morning and forget about the state. But meanwhile, people are getting elected. We're seeing that happen here in New Hampshire. And yeah, not even libertarians are immune from the attraction of power. And so you got to keep an eye on these people, even though they might have an L by their name. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're trustworthy, and it doesn't mean that they won't be corrupted when they do get into political office.
Yeah, you know, in New York, we got did you follow the story of Dan Halloran at all?
I think you've told me about him, but I don't think our listeners know.
Dan Halloran was a city councilman in New York City, and it's difficult to even get a Republican elected in most of New York City, much less if he's a libertarian type of guy. And Dan was even like a pagan or something like that too. On top of it, like paganism, like
so. Wait, he was a libertarian?
Well, I mean, he claimed to be a libertarian. He was a small government libertarian, and he got in there, and then he got caught in all of this corruption and, like, trying to rig the mayoral race, trying to get, like, a cross endorsement for the mayor. So, like, if you have the Republican and Democratic nomination, like, you could get cross endorsed in New York.
In New York.
Both parties can endorse you.
Oh,
so he's trying to get a cross endorsement for the mayor's race so that he would have both major parties, which is, that's rigging the election, right? You can't have the Republicans and Democrats endorse you and you and not win the election. It's not like the Libertarian and the Green Party are going to cross endorse a candidate and beat the Republicans and Democrats together.
Right.
So he got I was just trying to look up. I don't know if he's been locked up yet, but he's facing a lot of time in jail.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, Zach, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the best answer that anyone could give, is that, you know, it's human nature to corrupt and that you can't avoid it. And that's what I was kind of trying to say. And then, of course, you know, that kind of destroys any kind of argument that I had with, oh, let's become a libertarian society. So, you guys think the true answer is just no big government, just like communes, things like that?
Not communes. Commune is generally small-time communism, and even though it's voluntary, it still doesn't tend to work very well. But I think to give you a longer answer, because it's easy to say, okay, well, no government, right? Great, that's what we'd like to see, I think. And I don't know if I want to speak. I can't speak for you, Danica. Are you on board with the no government idea?
Yeah, definitely. I believe all actions should be on a voluntary basis.
So we're all on board with the idea of no state here. But of course, that still doesn't mean corruption will go away, right? Like, just because you take away the ability to wield power through the auspices of the state, I mean, you'll still have corrupt businessmen, right? Like lying,
sure.
And, you know, the car repair guy that's telling you need repairs you don't need, and, you know, things like that. So you still have to be beware and buyer beware and, you know, caveat emptor and pay attention to what's going on around you, even in the absence of the state.
But you can run into that even in the presence of the state. Like, a bad eBay transaction is going to happen with or without a state. So it's just like, okay, well, you know, just not going to do business with that person, leave them a bad review, and move on.
And the market has ways of giving feedback.
Absolutely.
And eBay is an example of that, although they've kind of gutted their feedback system as of the last several years. They used to make it so you could leave a buyer feedback, and I don't think they allow that anymore on eBay. Only sellers can have feedback left for them. So again, the market does provide mechanisms for feedback, but again, it is still going to be important. We're still going to need investigations of private companies. Even if the state were to disappear tomorrow, we'd still need, you know, News 8 on your side with the undercover camera investigation.
Sure, yeah.
You know, we'd have more of that, actually, because the news would have, they wouldn't have to spend time on politics and talking about these candidates and all this stupid, you know, nonsense that ultimately is meaningless to us. We'd actually have, I would think, more meaningful consumer reports and things like that. And further, in the absence of the state, you'll still have the issue of people who will use violence on others, right? So then, you know, you come up with protection agencies and services that will provide services that might be similar to some of the things the state does, like, you know, men with guns you can call in the instance that you need men with
bodyguards.
Guns. Bodyguards or whatever you want to call them. So all of that, I think, you know, some of that's still going to be with us. And, of course, one of the big checks against those agencies being corrupt, because we know how corrupt the police are, so there's a natural tendency for people to say, oh, well, a private agency? Well, of course, they'll be corrupt, too. Well, no, not as likely, because private agencies are subject to competition. So, therefore, in an open market of competition for protection services, you would have people, again, raiding their protection agencies. Like, you know, word would get around that this one protection agency was actually worth using and this other one over here, kind of shifty. So there would be a natural incentive in the marketplace to protect from corruption, but it wouldn't be perfect. It's not a utopia, I guess, is my point. And, Zach, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's probably stuff we'd talk, like when Free Talk Live hopefully still exists in the absence of the state, we'd probably be talking more about, you know, other types of corruption and questionable business activities or whatever, or charities that aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. It's Free Talk Live.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here, toll free. At 855, 450 free. Coming up, there's a lawsuit between an Ohio church and a strip club. We'll tell you what that's about here in a moment. Also, with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Danica.
And Cantwell.
And we're going to go right into your phone calls and thoughts. But I also want to let you know about Bitcoinist.net. It's the prime online destination for information about the Bitcoin and digital currency industry. Over at Bitcoinist.net, they've got a community forum, breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news, fintech and blockchain tech news, plus a sophisticated bunch of Bitcoin network statistics, solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and more. Go to Bitcoinist.net. Their platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. It's Bitcoinist. That's Bitcoin, I-S-T, Bitcoinist.net. As we go to Skype, where Hung Like Jesus is on the line. Hello, Hung Like Jesus. Do we have Hung Like Jesus? Hung Like Jesus going once. You know what? Sometimes.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we have
yep,
you.
Yeah, now I can.
I'm sorry, I had it muted.
Do it. Go ahead, sir.
Real quick. I saw a story on Cop Block last night, and I was wondering if you've seen it. It was about a the headline is "Psycho Cop Asks Staples Employee to Make Stamp with Disturbing Threats." Did you see that story?
Psycho Cop asks Staples employee to make threats.
Make a stamp with disturbing threats.
Interesting. No, I haven't seen that. No. There's always good stuff over at CopBlock, though, copblock.org.
Well, I don't even, you know, I'm going to assume that it's true because it is on CopBlock, and I trust those guys over there. But if it is true, I don't, this is crazy. I just asked you to go through the story real quick. This is all I just wanted to bring the story up. But go through the story real quick and just and read what this stamp says that this cop wanted made.
Is it possible that you can just read it for us? Because I mean, I'm on the site, but it's not jumping right out at me. So if you happen to have it pulled up, and you know, obviously if it says the F word or the S word, then you should leave those things out. But yeah, please go ahead.
Okay, all right. It says this is what he wanted. We're here to protect and serve, not kiss your ass. To those who are pro-police, we say thank you. To those who have waged war against us, we say bring it on. We're ready and willing and able to toe tag and body bag you. You started this war, now we'll finish it. Blue Lives Matter.
Wow. Yeah, actually, just as you were reading through it, I did find it over on copblock.org. I mean, what are your thoughts about that, Hung Like Jesus?
Isn't that sort of like a declaration?
A declaration of war? It certainly does sound like something you could put it in that category.
Yeah, I can't. You know, and like I said, I trust CopBlock and assume that it's true. I'm just wondering how this story escaped mainstream news.
Oh, the mainstream news. I'm looking at the story here, and the source is a user on Reddit. There's a photo of the request to the Bad Cop No Donut subreddit, okay? Now, here's what I'm going to say about CopBlock and every other police accountability blog. Check the source material. It's entirely possible. You know, I think Ademo's a reputable guy. He's got other people writing there for him. I don't think he's checking everything that happens. There's an agenda in police accountability circles to make police look bad, and so it's worth checking the source material. Right. This is an image that's posted to Reddit. Now, it might well have happened. It really wouldn't surprise. The story is not surprising to me to see that, like, cops said a violent, threatening thing. I was just telling Ian just the other day, we went and trolled some pro-police Facebook event, and people were making violent threats against me. Cops were telling me, why don't you come meet me, and I'll kick your butt.
So I want to add something to this, though. When you go on Facebook, you still don't know for sure if it's a cop, right? It could still be somebody who's masquerading as a cop. But if you go on, I believe it is Police One, if I'm not mistaken, police1.com. This is a website, sort of a news site for cops. And in order to comment on this website, is my understanding you have to be a verified police officer, meaning that...
Yeah, he's like a .gov website.
More than that.
Email
no, actually, no.
Yeah, you need credentials.
You've got to put in for which department you work, the phone number to contact the administrator or, you know, one of your higher-ups at the department, what your rank is. You know, you've got to fill out a form to get an approved account there. So if you ever want to see what real cops, 100% guaranteed real cops think, that's a place to go and do it. And then there's no doubt about it. And let me tell you, I've seen all kinds of awful, nasty, horrible, rude, insulting, threatening comments posted on the Police One forums or comment sections or whatever. That's why I find this post to be believable. It has the sort of similar rhetoric, this sort of tough guy cop rhetoric that you would see in a post like that. But obviously, I think Chris is right here. The source is certainly questionable. We don't know who posted that on Reddit. But all that said, it's not like some cop hasn't posted something similar to the internet in the past. There are plenty of posts like that over at Police One.
All right. No, that's it.
Thanks for bringing it to our attention, Hung Like Jesus. I appreciate hearing from you here tonight. On Skype, by the way, you can sound great, too, just like he did when you get your microphone turned on. The Skype username is lrn.fm. You can actually send a contact request over. We'll approve it. And then after you're approved, you're good to go to call on Skype from that point forward. You've seen this on Police One, though, right? Like this behavior?
I mean, I'm not a regular reader of Police One.
Me neither, but I've seen it often enough.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you talk any time there's anything, somebody says something bad or does something bad to a cop, it's always, you know, oh, we'll da 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 to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just the hate mail and threats that I go through in my own inbox. whenever I say something bad about the police, and these people, you know, I don't have them, I don't have their badge numbers as you know, Police One does, but a lot of people who identify as police have made threats of violence against me, so this doesn't shock me in the slightest.
You can share your thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Although I do like the idea of stamped messages, I am a big supporter of using stamping to promote a concept. I've actually had a Free Talk Live stamp for about the last decade of my life, it seems like now, I think, and have been regularly stamping every single bill that comes through my hands. I recently upgraded to a new stamp, which actually has the Bitcoin logo on it, and it says, "Got Internet Money?" And then Bitcoin.com, and then on the right-hand side it says tune in to LRN.fm. So I'm promoting both listening to LRN and undermining the official currency by stamping a competing currency URL onto the official currency. So I feel like it's even more subversive.
It is,
does it still have that new stamp smell?
I haven't really taken a real whiff of the stamp, but if that's what you're into, you're welcome to.
That's not what I'm into. Okay. I was just asking. New car smell, new stamp smell.
So you can join us here. We've also got Skype, as I mentioned. Skype username's LRN.fm. Let's see. In other news here, we've got the lawsuit that Danica had brought in to share from Reuters, where an Ohio church has filed a federal lawsuit against a strip club, citing a statute used by abortion clinics against demonstrators in the latest in a decade of protests, counter-protests, suits, and countersuits between the church and the club.
Yes, a little bit of history. The strip club and the church have been going at it for at least for a couple of years.
It says here a decade.
I know. I know. That's weird that it says a decade. I've only known about it for a couple of years, but it sounds like that it's been going on longer than that, which is interesting.
The suit seeks to bar the Foxhole North strip club's owner, Thomas George, and his employees from coming to church topless on Sundays to protest church members' demonstrations on Friday nights at the club. George, defendant in the suit filed by William Dunphy, the pastor at the New Beginnings Ministries, on Friday called the legal filing frivolous. He says, isn't it ironic, or isn't that ironic, that he likes to protest abortion clinics and he uses that law to fight me, said George. The lawsuit filed by Dunphy last week invokes the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, FACE, a statute signed by then-President Bill Clinton in 1994 that protects both reproductive health clinics and churches from protests that would intimidate or block access. Dunphy accuses George and his employees of intimidating and threatening congregants on Sundays at the church in Warsaw, Ohio. Dunphy and his attorney did not respond to requests for comment. George says he and some of his employees have shown up topless to the church to protest. Now, it doesn't say they went into the church here, although the way the story starts out...
There's a couple of pictures of them standing outside topless with signs on, so yeah, it doesn't specify if they've gone in or not.
That is fully within their rights to do, but let's look into it a little bit further here. 855-450-FREE. You're also welcome to share your thoughts on protesting and the right to do so. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zero. Rolled out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can join us toll-free right here at 855-450-FREE and talk about anything you want. Church versus a strip club. We'll continue that discussion here in a few moments. Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site we give away, so enjoy those. Hey, coming up on October 29th and 30th, if you fancy yourself a Bitcoin investor, somebody who is sort of a little bit of something to throw around to get into the business of Bitcoin, possibly invest in some Bitcoin companies, you probably want to go check out the Bitcoin Investor Conference, the very first one ever. It's happening in Vegas at the beautiful D Hotel, which takes Bitcoin. So you can actually go and spend Bitcoin to stay in Vegas. And you can join our very own Mark Edge. He's going to be there, and I believe he'll be emceeing the event. Stephanie Murphy, Brian Sovereign will be there, Trace Meyer, and more. You can go to BitcoinInvestor.com to get your early bird tickets right now. It's the first ever Bitcoin Investor Conference. Go to BitcoinInvestor.com, and you'll get to meet Mark. He's going to be out there for the whole thing. So BitcoinInvestor.com. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. More about the church versus the strip club. But first, we've got Andy. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Cantwell. Hello, Andy.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Andy?
Oh, it's about 9/11. I mean, one of the first things that really, grabs my heart and stuff is George W. Bush got on the podium and said, if you're not with us, you're with the enemy. And the next thing he comes out of his mouth is that he attacked us for our freedom. So once he naturally passes the Patriot Act, and then he starts going after all of our rights. So, I mean, doesn't that kind of tell you he's part of Al-Qaeda? Because, I mean, if they were after our rights from the get-go and he's taking our rights, then he has to be part of Al-Qaeda? And then here's another
part of Al-Qaeda. Well, let's slow down and we can get to your next point.
Let's address that one real quick. Like, you don't get to say that George Bush was part of Al-Qaeda and then casually move on to your next point, okay?
Yeah, that's a pretty big accusation.
Yeah, so I would say that, there's a number of things that are possible there. I mean, one might say, and I'm almost playing devil's advocate by saying it, that George Bush was just incredibly stupid, right? Like, okay, well, to protect your freedom... Right. So it's entirely possible that he's like, well, to protect your freedom, I'm going to take your freedom away. And he actually bought that, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of people in this country who absolutely do buy it. They're like, oh, you're protecting my freedom by listening to all my phone calls and bagging and tagging people and dragging
you're
them off to foreign
safe.
Prisons.
You're keeping me safe.
Exactly. So, I mean, there's lots and lots of stupid people in this world who think that that's perfectly reasonable. And maybe, perhaps, George Bush is one of those incredibly stupid people. However, you've got to think that he's got some, at least got some intelligent people on his side, if not being very intelligent himself, in order to get that far in politics. And so, yeah you could say that he had evil intentions. Is George Bush stupid or is he incredibly evil?
Good question.
I'm not entirely sure of the answer to the question, but one does not need to join Al-Qaeda.
He could be both stupid and evil.
That's entirely possible, but one does not need to join Al-Qaeda to be stupid nor evil.
Well,
all right.
Well, but how about creating Al-Qaeda? I mean, there's evidence to prove that we created Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan when they were fighting the Russians, and that's how we got Osama bin Laden and so on and so forth. But let me get to my second point. Look, there were 15 of the 19 hijackers, supposed airplanes that hit the buildings, which I have a disagreement with, but 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudi Arabian. And so, naturally, we attacked Iraq. I mean, come on. I mean, how...
Well, I didn't attack anybody. I was actually asleep in my bed when it happened.
Yeah, I was too, and I woke up and saw some...
Can you do me a favor and back off your phone by like an inch? It sounds like you're shouting, and it's hard to make you out.
I have a good phone. I guess Cricket has a good service.
Well, I would say if it's distorting, that means it's not a good phone. But
that's a problem that we're running into.
Okay.
Nonetheless.
All right.
So, so what's the point that you're making here?
He's saying that, after 15 of the 19 hijackers are from Saudi Arabia and then the government goes and attacks Iraq, it doesn't seem like the most plausible story that we've ever heard.
No doubt.
Now, there was, at the same time, though, there's not a great deal of allegations that Iraq actually had anything to do with 9/11. The administration would sort of try to lead you in that direction and then let you run with that idea, but that wasn't part of the real official excuse. Attacking Iraq was part of a larger strategy, which everybody sort of acknowledges was going on well prior to 9/11. They just took the momentum from everybody being angry about 9/11 and then taking it into Iraq. Now, they tried to pin it on Osama bin Laden, who is originally from Saudi Arabia, and there is little dispute that he was in Afghanistan. So if you're going after Osama bin Laden, although he had denied it except for this really shady video that came out claiming that he had taken credit for it, but if you're going after Osama bin Laden, then all right, just if we're going to believe the story, then it makes sense to go into Afghanistan. Going into Iraq, I don't think anybody's even making any apologies about that. That was just taking advantage of the people who were in a war frenzy and using it to take out something that had been planned well prior.
Well, if you listen to people like Steve Pachinik, Albright, who was the Secretary of State and whatnot, they both admit that that Osama bin Laden died in 2001, December of 2001, because he had Marfan syndrome from 1995, and he only was supposed to survive about 5 years with that. And we gave him kidney treatment and stuff in the UAE and whatnot, and then all of a sudden they roll out that we killed him in 2011 in this great bombing and stuff, and we gave him such a great Muslim burial at sea. The only way the Muslims would bury a Muslim at sea is if he died at sea. So the whole story, I mean, everything.
There's no doubt that the circumstances around his death are questionable. I mean, anything that the government says, I say, is questionable.
Yeah, especially when they go through that much. When the government goes through so much effort to make something completely unfalsifiable, you can bet that they're up to no good. I mean, whatever happened, if he died in 2001, I haven't seen incontrovertible evidence of that either. I've seen some reports about it, but I don't don't know that anybody's really provided any proof of that either. But
it totally makes sense because he had Marfan syndrome and he was diagnosed in 1994, and then all of a sudden.
I haven't seen any incontrovertible proof about Marfan syndrome. I have heard reports that he was killed in Tora Bora back in, you know, in the beginning of the war, and that the government was like, well, we can't stop the war now. We've got a lot of stuff to destroy and kept on doing it anyway, but we don't have any incontrovertible evidence of that. What we've got are a bunch of unconfirmed reports that he died at various times throughout the war, and then in 2011, we've got this fantastic display of, oh, yeah, we finally got him, and we can't show you any pictures of it, and we're going to
throw his body away.
Yeah, that was super sketchy. It was ridiculous. So, I mean, you know, it's one of these things that if the government said it, they're probably lying. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that, and this is the problem, like, with this caller, this is what drives me crazy. Don't make the positive assertions, right? If you want to doubt a government story, that seems like an awfully reasonable thing to do. These people are in the habit of lying. But when you make a positive assertion like, oh, he died in 2001 from Marfan syndrome, like, he does
then
not
you've
know
prove
that.
It. Then you've got to prove it, and you can.
It's no more, when he says that, he's got no more plausible, it's no more plausible than the, you know, Barack Obama finally got the guy story. It's just an assertion.
Right, and anybody can get on the air and assert whatever they want. Of course, it is Free Talk Live. You can do that. But I agree with you, Chris. You know, the best thing you can say is, I don't believe that. That's ridiculous. That's unbelievable about whatever the official story is. But beyond that, what the truth is, we'll probably never really know.
Do you know how many intelligence agencies around the world are trying to figure out what the United States government is doing and failing every step of the way? The Chinese government, with all of their computer resources and all of their hacking teams and all of their spies and military assets, they want to know every move that the United States government makes. And they don't know what these people are doing. We certainly aren't going to figure it out by listening to the radio and searching Google. It's not how it works.
But he's got the documents, Chris. He's got the documents.
Well, that's the thing. The documents, if you read InfoWars or Prison Planet, Alex Jones, these guys, you read those articles, and I do a lot of the time, right?
Yeah, like, sometimes they've got some good coverage.
I want to see those headlines, and I want to look at it, and then I check the source material. And a lot of times what they do is he does a very good job of pointing out that the government's lying or contradicting itself, and that's a thing worth knowing. But the headline starts off with, we have absolute proof that this happened, which is not proof at all. What it is you prove the government lied, and I'm glad that you did. And if that was the headline, I'd share your article instead of writing another one, you know?
Mm-hmm. At ChristopherCantwell.com.
Certainly.
Where you can get a lot more of Chris. And we're going to get more of you if you want to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, if you want to comment on this church that has now filed a lawsuit against the Foxhole North Strip Club in, let's see, it's Ohio somewhere. I forget this.
Warsaw,
Ohio. You're welcome to comment on that as well. 855-450-FREE. And then coming up, is Chris Cantwell flirting with supporting Donald Trump? We'll find out what he's thinking about. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.